This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
That, from cover-up to catastrophe, it's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We do need some more Marvin Gaye today, don't we, folks? Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. A couple hours of broadcast healing like nowhere else in media. Thank you for being here. Streaming live, of course, as well through GCN and our radio affiliates going out to the broadcast radio world. And now simulcast on YouTube through our media channel. It's called RS Bell Media Channel. If you want to see me in studio here, get the behind-the-scenes look. I'm going to be talking about, obviously, a lot of health and healing issues. I got Chris Barr scheduled for part two of our cancer discussion. And we have a first-time guest, a gastroenterologist, an honest-to-God medical doctor, gastroenterologist. What are you thinking, Robert, putting a doctor on your show? No, this doctor's worthwhile. This doctor is worthy. Why? She has woken up to the reality that antibiotics and prednisone are the road to colostomy bags, as I wrote in Unlock the Power to Heal. Dr. Liz Cruz is going to join us for the first time, second hour. If you ever wanted to hear it straight from a GI doc, she's been a Navy doctor. She's got some street cred. I'm looking forward to having her on the show today. Chris Barr will be back shortly, but I have to open, I didn't want to, but the goings-on in Charlottesville, Virginia yesterday, obviously dominating the news cycle. Once again, I'm seeing the leftists trashing and bashing Donald Trump as if it's all his fault. And, of course, those on the political right, they're called alt-right or whatever right they are, upset by and large that history is being decimated, eliminated from the public discourse, much less the public view. And in either case, you know, as I have grown up in a Jewish family, Jewish heritage, we know that the history of the Holocaust is very important. Never forget, right? Yad Vashem, never forget. And the reason is because if you forget what happens in the past, you're doomed to repeat it. And so those calling for outright censorship of history in America, including those discussions of the Civil War, supposed heroes that now you look back and go, those were racist, you know what, right? But remember the consciousness of the time. Remember the consciousness of the time. Everything is context. Context is king here. And, of course, we live in these United States. Those of you listening in the United States, I know we have a global audience. We're not supposed to have a king or a queen. You are the king. You are the queen of your own domain. Sovereignty with the people. Now we have seemingly, a retro reality where we've descended back into overt racism or apparently overt racism and violence of the Ku Klux Klan days. How does this happen? How did it happen? And I look at, you know, when somebody announces that there's going to be a white supremacist march or rally in any given city, well, didn't your mom and dad ever tell you, ignore you know, the haters to some degree, right? Ignore them. They'll go away. It's like the bullies really, they respond to you, you know, getting riled up because of it. And imagine if they threw a white supremacist parade and nobody showed up. And of course, that's not the role of the mainstream media. The role of the mainstream media is to go in there and foment and light the fires to bring ratings up. And if we go beyond those who own and control the mainstream media, it's to elicit race warfare, to ratchet up the antagonism towards President Donald Trump, because he's not one of them. He's not one of the political establishment intelligentsia, whether it be obviously not the Democrats, but not even the Republican establishment. And so this is a great opportunity, a fine opportunity to say, hey, look what happened under Trump's watch, and, you know, go after him. Again, these are all the different varying psychological operations going on right now. And I'm disgusted by watching what goes on. But folks, if you go there to be part of this, what do you think is going to happen? Especially, you know, if you're protesting against white racism, for instance, if they're even real. Now, granted, there is racism. There are white people who are supremacists. But folks, there's so much fomented antagonism, elite controlled via monetary means or psychological experimentation, including SSRI drugs. The guy that rode the car into the crowd, was he on an SSRI? I don't know. No reporting of it. But the event is such that it's playing on unconsciousness. Not subconsciousness, but unconsciousness. Because I wholeheartedly believe the vast majority of Americans have no interest in any racist inclination or manifestation. Yet I've seen some people on the left, bleeding heart as they are, saying all white people need to apologize. And I wholeheartedly disagree with that. I had nothing to do with what's going on now. And you can say, what about your ancestors? Well, again, my ancestors came from Eastern Europe and the Middle East and different areas. I mean, I don't even want to go there, but I want to take it a little bit deeper, a little bit higher. I don't know how you want to describe this and go, we have become such a culture and society that is so blinded from reality that we perceive, those of you watching on video, got a few of you here already, look at the skin. A little bit white, a little bit tan, right? I'm looking at, I'm grabbing the skin on my arm. That is not Robert Scott Bell. If you're looking at me through the video on RS Bell Media Channel, it is not me. That is the body I inhabit while I am here. Who is I? Who is me? Not this. This body, this temple is a gift of creation that we inhabit while we were here on planet Earth or in the universes of the physical world. And yet we have become so stuck and mired in less than, if you will, a human state of consciousness, but a human state of consciousness where we over-identify with our body, with our skin color, with our pigment or lack thereof, that we have no earthly idea of our past history. The fact that we have been here before, and even if you don't remember it, you can tap into it because we are part of that connection to everything, the source of all sources, and we can tap into these memories, if you will, that had us living lives far different than we live today. But part of the game of manipulation of human consciousness is to make you forget about the past. Make you forget that you were once the oppressor. And now you may be the oppressed. That there's a continuity in life. And one day you may have experienced all of these things, being the oppressor, being the oppressed, anywhere in between. And of course, how you care, how compassionate you are for those, some they call it less fortunate, but however you want to describe it, how do you treat those who have less, who are debilitated in some way, shape, or form, physically, mentally, whatever? The reality is what happened yesterday in Charlottesburg, Virginia, is plain manipulation. Plain manipulation. It didn't need to happen. And there's an article here. In fact, I don't know if it was added to the notes, Super Don. You'll let me know. It's now confirmed that the police told to stand down in Charlottesville and did nothing as this race war broke out. Why? Who benefits from this? Always ask the question, who benefits from this? And folks, when this happens again, and it likely will, as long as there are lemmings that are led across the cliff, over the cliff, to participate in something so needless, so unnecessary. Because why? Are your adrenals depleted and you need that, you know, adrenal surge that high and you're going to risk your life in unneeded warfare? If you stop participating, it can stop happening. That's the power you have, the power of your consent, but the power of your action, your activity. What are you going to do? Oh, wait, no, I have to. I have to go in there and stop it. Do you really? Because if a bunch of white supremacist idiots are holding signs up saying white people are awesome, don't they look pretty lunatic, pretty stupid at this point? And it's self-effacing that they're going to look and go, why? Why isn't anybody showing up? We live for the protest. We want to get in people's face and get angry. But there's no one there to be angry. Imagine that. The media is not going to participate. As long as you indulge in the mainstream media, from left-leaning MSNBC to right-leaning Fox, they're going to foment this reality that everybody's just a tinderbox waiting to go off. But you don't have to be one of those people, one of those souls. Soul is what's inside. This body, you inhabit it. It is not you. It is not me. But if you over-identify it, you have undue attachment to that as your identity, as part of a group of white people, a group of black people, a group of Asian people, a group of a lesbian group, a gay group. Stop identifying as a group. You are an individual. You are a divine spark of God, of creation. And nothing less than that, anything less than that is something you impose upon yourself. And that self-esteem or that lack of love, something that's missing, you go out angrily, violently, and participate in something that you think will fulfill you. When it's the love that Marvin Gaye was singing about that we need more of, and that you can access instantaneously if you want. In the meantime, very briefly, there's more autism than previously thought. We have a link in the show notes, and it goes into the fact that in addition to the 1 in 3 boys, it might be a lot more girls that are autistic that are not being identified, not being diagnosed, because their behavior is different and it's completely missed. And here is the point where I want you to step back from white, black, red, yellow, and look at the controlling elite on planet Earth, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the priestcraft in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, the doctors who are willing to inject your children, black, white, red, poor, rich, great, small, doesn't matter, gay or straight, they want you all. They want you all injected. And guess what? Damaged neurologically into the autism spectrum or anything within that realm, and in fact, not procreating. Because you're not one of them. That is the big deal. And until you rally for the children, you're being misled. You're being misdirected. And you're playing in their playground where they set the stage and they're playing you. Don't get sucked into it, folks. If you're watching the news, say a prayer, sing a quiet contemplative word, bring that love back into your life, because you don't have to participate in that. That's the choice you have, and I hope you choose well. And I know you're choosing well because you're right here with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We're going to be joined by my good friend. He's not a doc. He's better. Nutritional historian, Chris Barr. We're going to continue this discussion and a discussion of cancer from last week. Empowering.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Got any questions or comments? Go to robertscottbell.com. You can send us a message through there or the social media networks. There's Facebook, there's Twitter, at RS Bell Media. And those of you watching on our YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel, you can see what's going on in studio while we have our good buddy Chris Barr is back. Not a doc to follow up on our discussion from just a couple of days ago. They claimed alternative medicine does not save you at all. In fact, you're more likely to die of cancer if you're on alternative medical treatments. That was the study. That's what was published in the mainstream media. United Propaganda International. That's what Chris used to call that, UPI. And yet, as you looked into the study and we went through it, it painted a different picture. Go ahead and repaint the picture for everybody.
Well, first of all, you have to know that any study that says alternative medicine causes significantly higher death than using regular medicine, that's got to get all kinds of play, and this one didn't, especially since it comes from Yale. That's the mainstream. The Journal of the National Cancer Institute is the publisher of it. That's huge, and it's only gotten coverage by United Propaganda International, which used to be a big player but's been out of the link for 20-plus years. And a couple of Yale University's own site and a couple of real small-time nobodies. So the fact that it isn't getting major coverage from NPR, National Pharmaceutical Radio, and AP Associated Propaganda and all of those big-name players, they're not covering it at all. So that tells you, okay, they know there's something hinky with this study or they'd be all over it. And, in fact, there's a lot hinky with it.
Did you say hinky?
All,
hinky?
Hinky, yeah.
You got to define that term hinky. That's a new one for me.
Okay. There's something seriously off about this study. Actually, there are lots of things that are seriously off about it.
Yes.
Number one, the study was done comparing only doctors that had entered into the National Cancer Database, only those that had entered people using unproven cancer treatment administered by non-medical personnel. So they only looked at cases that had nothing to do with doctors having anything to do with it, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but there are lots of medical doctors for decades, actually. I know some of them personally. They've been treating cancer with a variety of nutritional means, you know, coffee enemas. Sadly, they haven't been using selenium like they need to, or they'd get better results than they do, like I do.
Sure.
But nonetheless, there are people treating it, and those aren't in this study because it specifically says they only used those administered by non-medical personnel. So, in other words, they took people who may or may not have known anything at all about what they're doing and then compared it to the traditional medical treatments. So it's a and it's a biased sample because lots of people don't use that National Cancer Database, including medical doctors. Medical doctors tend to ignore the alternative medical treatments, as they call them. In fact, I know personally numerous people who had to go out of state to even find a doctor who would oversee them as they used natural therapy, because doctors told them, if you don't do what we say, we're not going to see you. So there are so many ways this study is flawed. And they looked at four different types of cancer only: prostate, lung, breast, and colorectal cancer. Now, the interesting thing is, when they say that there was more than twice as many deaths in the alternative, they only mentioned three of those. They didn't mention prostate at all in the study itself. Only one of the few articles mentioned it, and that was in the very last paragraph at the end of the story, where it noted prostate cancer patients, it was not associated with a significantly increased risk for death compared to traditional treatments. And the five-year survival rates were similar. So that's the only mention by any of these articles, and not in the study at all, that prostate cancer was actually shown to be something that was well treated. But the wording they use is deceptive because it says not associated with a significantly increased risk for death, which makes it sound like there was only an increased risk, not significantly. But the truth of the matter is they had to have better success because of the fact that the other three forms had such a high rate that to get the average that they note, you'd have to get a negative number for prostate, which means prostate was better.
Better, exactly.
So the article doesn't say prostate was better. It says it wasn't significantly increased. And, of course, better is not an increase. So
No. But, again, you've laid it out beautifully. I think we're caught up, and we're going to continue this discussion of other options for cancer reversal, including lung cancer, when we come back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, as we revisit that so-called Gale-related study about alternative medicine and cancer, they say it doesn't work. In fact, it's going to make you die sooner. Well, we went for a comment from Yale, and this is all we got. Yeah, dunderheads. They couldn't put it together, Chris, to make it work, and it hasn't gone viral.
Yeah, there's a quote from one of the study authors, quote, "We need to understand more about which treatments are effective, whether we're talking about a new type of immunotherapy or a high-dose vitamin, and which ones aren't, so that patients can make informed decisions." So there's a tacit admission that they know some of these have validity, but they haven't bothered in. How long have they been around? Well, Dr. Max Gerson goes back almost 100 years. Selenium goes back more than 100 years with documentation in medical journals. So what are the people at Yale and the National Cancer Institute that published this? What have they been doing for more than 100 years? They've been there. Well, they've been sitting on their thumbs. And worse, because, for instance, at the National Cancer Institute, more than 20 years ago, a study was published, a double-blind study, what they call the gold standard, on selenium alone. And they found the greatest reduction of cancer incidence in the history of history, actually, whether you're talking about medical procedures or drugs, whether you're talking about nutrients, vitamins, minerals, yoga, you know, anything at all. They had a more than 50% reduction of total cancer incidence at all. So you have great survival when it doesn't happen ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's 100% now. And what was the response of the National Cancer Institute? Quote, it's only one study. We need to see more studies. Well, they haven't been doing them before or since. They did one where they took the weakest form of selenium, documented to be the weakest of all, and then combined it with things that are selenium antagonists and that are documented to be selenium antagonists. So they did that, and that's the one that gets talked about now, the SELECT trial, where they said, oh, we didn't find any benefit at all except for prostate cancer, just like this study here. But they rigged the study for failure, and they still got positive results with prostate cancer and no results for the others using a weak form of selenium and selenium antagonists. So they know there are things out there, but they're either ignoring it or working intentionally against it.
I think the latter is most likely the case because imagine, Chris, as you've seen in the studies, even with the wrong form of selenium and seeing benefit, imagine if they did the whole food form. What would happen to cancer? And therefore, what would happen to the budget for NCI and more cancer studies going into drug research, chemo research, etc.? It would dry up because, once again, cancer would be rare as opposed to commonplace. And, of course, the business of disease is disease, perpetual disease. The business of research is never finding a cure or a true preventive method. Even the vaccine issue is a scam, because if it truly prevented disease, they wouldn't be promoting it because it would be bad for business. The fact of the matter is vaccines induce cancer and other things. We'll get into the GI damage next hour with a gastroenterologist who's gone right. So that's coming up. We have a story here about pollution, though. This is interesting. Lung cancer. They're saying, how come all these people that are not smoking having lung cancer? Has anyone ever said maybe breathing the air might not be optimal? And if so, what would the pollutants themselves being brought into the bloodstream, into the body via airborne toxins, if you will, be doing to the mineral reserves, for instance, of selenium in the body?
Absolutely. And Super Don, where's the Pink Floyd breathe in the air music? Anyway.
dropping the ball.
Busted. You got him.
That's what come to my mind immediately. But anyway, and the thing is, one of the things that medicine does know, they don't understand it because they're stupid, but they actually have a lot of publications on cadmium increasing lung cancer specifically and all cancers in general. Well, what they don't understand is the body has only one mechanism to deal with cadmium, and that's selenium. Now, selenium is a samurai warrior. It does many, many things, and it fights off cancer cells and free radicals over and over and over and over again. But when it has to remove cadmium, it literally escorts it out of the body. Now, it doesn't release it in the kidney and jump back in the bloodstream. It physically combines with cadmium and takes it out. That means your selenium goes down. What is the number one pollutant, or one of the, I think it's number one, it's close to number one, in air pollution? Cadmium. Also in cigarettes, also in white flour and white sugar, and white salt for that matter. So, yes, pollution causes cancer because it causes selenium reduction in the body.
That is serious, folks. If you caught that, knowing what we know about selenium's cancer protective role more than any other mineral, and this doesn't mean we only eat selenium from now till whenever. It means that we have to supplement in a food form. But folks have been out there saying, Chris, that I just eat 3 Brazil nuts a day. That's going to cut it. And unfortunately, it's not. But you might need to explain why.
Well, for one thing, everyone's going off of 50-year-old data on Brazil nuts. If you know about trade, you know that Brazil nuts are in such demand that they can't meet it. So they've been pushing out all the Brazil nuts that they can harvest, and still that's not enough for sales. So they've wiped out the soils because it's a wild product. So 50 years ago, there was a lot of selenium in a Brazil nut. Today, it's down more than 80%, and in some studies, it's down 90% from what it was 50 years ago. So 20 years ago, I used to tell people, yeah, if you don't mind eating a handful of those every day, have at it. Now, how many people are going to eat a handful of those things every day? I don't know. But now, if you like Brazil nuts, eat them. You'll get a little bit of selenium as a bonus. But if you want selenium, no. Brazil nuts will give you more than any other food, but they won't give you enough to make up for the gross deficiency created by the dietary and generations of use.
By the way, folks, in Unlock the Power to Heal, Chris has contributed to that book, and I'm eternally grateful to him on the selenium issue and chromium, and we talked silica as well. Also, you know, I added into the mix things that I've learned over the years for lung health, including lung cancer. I've talked about nebulizing silver hydrosol, but I've also talked about the use of lobelia to heal lung tissue. And there are a number of things homeopathically we can do as well. So it's not that we're saying that, well, the people with lung cancer are screwed because that alternative medicine article out of Yale is true. It's not true. But they haven't been trained as to what really heals. And in fact, the publicity and press whenever you talk about lobelia is that it's a toxic, dangerous herb. Stay away from it.
Yeah. And how many deaths are there from lobelia utilization since they've been monitoring it, which, by the way, they have since the 1790s. They've been trying to get rid of lobelia. How many deaths are there in 230 years? Zero. So, yeah, it's really toxic.
that's like, what is the definition of toxic and dangerous when it's killed no one? Well, of course, maybe the skeptics will say, well, lobelia is a figment of your imagination because if it can't kill you, it's not real.
Well, maybe that's it. But, I mean, I have a woman right now. This is her fourth summer since the doctors told her with her advanced stage 4 COPD she wouldn't make it through the summer, and that was 4 years ago. So this is the fourth summer that she's still going, and what does she do?
Yeah.
She takes lobelia a half an ounce to an ounce at a time, which is a huge amount. I wouldn't normally recommend. But she's still alive 4 years later, and by the way, still smoking.
How dare
with
her.
COPD.
Right.
And still alive. With lobelia as her sole treatment, the doctor
imagine if she stopped smoking, how long she would live then, based on her strong constitution. Well, listen, from time to time we get calls, we get questions, we get comments, and you know, we turn it over to you, our loyal, lovable, humble listeners.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our first question of the day comes from, I believe it's David. It's a long one, and Chris, you'll like this one. He says he'd like to thank us for informing people on how to heal themselves. Love the show and listen daily through, he listens through Stitcher and iTunes. Those are two viable ways to listen to the archives of the show. About 15 years ago, he was bitten by deer ticks in North Florida and got really sick, migraines, insomnia, light sensitivity. Immediately did a little research and took two rounds of Borrelia spirochete homeopathic medicine. That's if you will, you convert the actual offending pathogen into a homeopathic form. It can sensitize your immune system safely. It's kind of homeoprophylaxis. He says he felt a lot better afterwards, but about 8 years ago started having pain in his liver and gallbladder. He then changed his diet to avoid grains. In his case, he said it had a predisposition to fungal mycotoxins, and he started taking high doses of probiotics. From there, he took silver, he took iodine, and he drank lots of water. But he was listening to the show last week, Chris, and heard us mention a product called CanGest. Immediately ordered it, hoping it could help with my hepatobiliary disease. The recommended usage on your show was a quarter teaspoon four times a day in hot water. No. And correct me, Chris, if I'm wrong here. It's a level teaspoon, three or four times a day in warm water to activate it, not super hot water. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. The bottle or the tub says a quarter teaspoon, but that won't do much of anything for anybody that has a serious need. So
right.
I have people use one level teaspoon because that's what the man who created that formula taught me was the way to use it. And I've had a 100% success rate with all liver issues through five decades. using 1 level teaspoon of Cangest 4 times a day in warm water. And if you're not eating, because I think part of his question had to do with what if he's
fasting.
Not eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely can be taken all by itself. It's wonderful. And yes, it can be made in advance, you know, for daily usage. You make it warm and that activates it. And then when it cools down, the activation is still present.
Mm-hmm.
And so for people who want to make a batch for a day, that's great.
Beautiful, beautiful. So that answers your question because he wanted to know if he could prepare it for the next day. Again, warm water, not boiling hot water, 1 level teaspoon, not 1/4 teaspoon. These are significant in terms of if you want the success that has been proven over time, right? This is clinical experience. You can call it, tribal knowledge now after enough time. He says he's also added recently the GTF chromium to the diet, and he's looking for a whole food form of selenium. If you have any suggestions on any other supplements I could take to help, would greatly appreciate it. Again, thanks for all you do to teach others that the power to heal is theirs. And with that, we're going to take a break. Chris Barr is going to take us to the top of the hour. I'm going to go into the distinct forms of whole food, selenium as well. And in fact, for those of you watching on video at RSBell Media Channel, I'll show you the bottle of innate response selenium that I have here. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go. RobertScottBell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I'm feeling a little bit better about this video thing, Super Don. It's only the second time, but Mom gives me the thumbs up. I'm smiling more. Thanks, Mom. What about Angie, Chris's wife? Is she giving me a thumbs up for more smiles? I know most people are not used to seeing me. I'm not used to being seen on the air. So we're just going to roll with it at this point. All right, Chris, my buddy Chris Barr. We just had a call from our buddy William Scott Pavone in Apple Valley, California. And he brought up the point about that study. You know, alternative medicine doesn't work. It kills you faster. It's like, but the people who take the traditional, as they call it now, oncology, chemo, radiation, he said they die twice. They get the treatment and they're the walking dead, suffering a little longer perhaps, but we would argue that in many cases if you do the holistic treatments right, you're going to live longer and you're not going to suffer as much. So, Chris, any comments on that?
Yeah, in fact, I've been telling people for years, any oncologist or person treating cancer not using selenium and chromium are guilty of medical malfeasance, if not criminal malfeasance. There are actually numerous studies, and they all agree with each other, of traditional treatments with selenium added versus those not having selenium added. Mm-hmm. There are always better results with the selenium added group than the group that doesn't have selenium added. Those are medical studies that document that. So even if they don't believe that it'll help heal, mm-hmm. We have studies that prove that it does increase the results of the crappy treatments that they use.
Well, it keeps the patients even alive because the selenium is going to protect them from some of the negative impact of radiation and chemo. And the fact of the matter is, if these doctors can't read the studies showing that antioxidants and selenium don't protect cancer cells, I mean, we can't help them. I mean, they're absolutely on an idiot level, and it is a definite medical degree because they're not using the sense God gave them to be able to question and study and find out what really works.
Well, one of the dirty little secrets that almost nobody knows is that oncologists are the only medical doctors who profit from the treatment. Every other doctor you go to, he gives you a script, you go to the pharmacy makes money, and the doctor might get a kickback. Oncologists actually buy dirt cheap the killer drugs that they give to their patients,
and then sell them for $5,000, $10,000 and up. So they're pocketing that money, which if they buy selenium for, you know, 15 bucks and sell it for 30, you know, they're making $15 instead of $5,000 or $10,000. So they have zero motivation monetarily. Their primary motivation more than any other doctor is making money.
Yeah. Chris, we got a couple of minutes left. I want to answer a question from somebody watching us on the YouTube channel at RS Bell Media channel on YouTube, RS Bell Media channel on YouTube. They're asking about the innate response in Megafood. I talked about them being the same manufacturer, but are they different? I'm holding it up for those watching, the selenium from Innate Response, and I've got selenium from GTF Chromium here, and I've got then Megafood. I've got zinc, a whole food zinc, and I've got a Megafood whole food magnesium. So what can we tell people about the distinct differences between the two companies or the similarities?
Well, first of all, they're the same parent company. The magnesium and zinc from Megafood are whole food. Innate has a magnesium that is not, for long, stupid reasons, and they don't have zinc at all.
Okay.
So there's a few things you have to get from Megafood. There are a few things that Innate has, such as homocysteine response, that Megafood doesn't. But if there's a product that they both carry, Innate always beats Megafood because Megafood charges more money than the Innate label does. For instance, the selenium and the chromium. The Megafood chromium that is exactly the same as Innate will cost you 50% more.
Wow.
The Megafood selenium, which is exactly the same as the Innate, will cost you more than 50% more.
All right.
That's because of my work.
Mm-hmm.
So Megafood knows I'm pushing it, so they've jacked the price way up. It's kind of despicable.
Yeah, it is. Well, listen, for folks that want to get it at a reasonable price, we'll tell them to go to choosetobehealthy.com. Correct, Chris?
Yes, absolutely. They give the best price and fast service, and they actually believe in what they're doing.
All right, 866-424-1077. Reach out to Jonathan. Say hello from us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, Chris, thanks again. Another triumphant return to the show. All right, with that, we're going to take a break. News is coming up. Unlock the Power to Heal, the book, and Chris contributed to it as well. Ty Bollinger, my buddy, also. We've got a lot more healing to go. We've got an honest-to-goodness, what do we call it, gastroenterologist coming back to the Robert, no, first time ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A GI doc that I can talk to? You've got to stick around for this, man. The road to colostomy bags paved with antibiotics and prednisone, but not here, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show ever, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.